Sermon 13. Live as one united with God's church through the faith that believes in the message of the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 23. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work, of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise that they are futile. Therefore let no one boast in men. For all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Those who are divided into I am on Apollos' side, and I am on Paul's side. Apostle Paul said that there are carnal Christians, and he stated that he treats them like spiritual infants. The reason is that they try to live by drawing church leaders to their own side. I am on Apollos' side. I am on Paul's side. I am on Cephas' side. By setting the boundaries of their own sides like this, they are trying to divide God's church, which is the body formed by Jesus Christ. Therefore, Apostle Paul says, I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. It is not that Apostle Paul does not want to speak higher-level words to them, because they are forming factions within the church and disturbing the church. They cannot properly accept the words of the evangelists regarding whose side they are on. The church that Apostle Paul worries about the most is the Corinthian church. So Apostle Paul said, Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Apostle Paul preached the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which is the message of the cross, to them, and Apollos nurtured them. Apostle Paul stated, So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7. It means that both he who plants and he who waters are the same workers of God. Therefore, each will receive a reward according to his own labor. And he said, For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. So calming down the parts where division was about to occur in God's church, he spoke like this. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 through 11. It means that God, through Apostle Paul, gave the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which is the message of the cross, and laid the foundation of the church with the grace of salvation of being born again. God washed away and completely removed the sins of their hearts through the faith that believes in the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, making them God's children and God's workers. However, that church was about to be divided. Everyone is tested on the faith they believe in. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work, of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. If it is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. We are looking at the phenomenon that appears in those whose faith is young after we are born again from sin and become God's people. The phenomenon that appears in those whose faith is like a child is distinct. However, those whose faith is mature lead the church to run toward the purpose of preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Among the saints in the church, there are those who offer their lives to the Lord with the purpose of preaching God's gospel, while there are also those who live for their own flesh. Apostle Paul is warning those who are forming factions and fighting to cause disruption in the Corinthian church. He is saying that even today, those who do not run with one mind and one will for the preaching of the gospel of the water and the Spirit are the ones hindering the preaching of the gospel. We can see those who claim to serve God's gospel in order to manifest their own purposes. Those who do not set the preaching of the gospel as the goal of their life of faith are those who live following the desires of their own flesh. We must know the fact that there is God's warning for such people. Let no one deceive himself. The wisdom of the world is foolishness. Therefore, Apostle Paul says in verse 18, Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. God said that the wisdom of this world is foolishness, and rather, he allows those who claim to be wise in the world to be caught in their own craftiness and be destroyed. Therefore, he said that no one should boast because of men or because of themselves, All things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or all this world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all are yours. The ministers of God's church are those permitted for all the saints of God's church. Therefore, he said, you must know that you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. The problem of a person who thinks he is wise. Those who think they are wiser than the Lord are arrogant. Those who say they are doing the Lord's work but do not set their purpose on preaching the gospel are not those who do the Lord's work, but rather destroyers. If one thinks it is acceptable to change the purpose of preaching the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the whole world, that is foolish. He said that whoever lays another foundation on top of the laid foundation will receive judgment for that sin. The message of the cross has appeared as the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Jesus Christ received baptism from John to have the sins of the world transferred to him, received the judgment for sin on the cross, and resurrected from death, enabling us to obtain salvation through the faith that believes in Jesus Christ. There are many people in the church who do not receive the righteousness of Jesus Christ by faith. God has raised his servants and established God's church on this earth that preaches the message of the cross. There are many who do not know what gospel the message of the cross is speaking of. The message of the cross is the word that implicitly explains the ministry of the Savior, where Jesus received baptism from John to have the sins of the world transferred to him, received the judgment for sin on the cross, and resurrected from death to become our Savior. You must believe this word in your heart, receive the complete removal of sins, and become God's people. God made those who believe and follow the word of the water and the Spirit his servants to preach God's gospel to the world. Look at Peter among the servants of Jesus Christ. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21, there is also an antitype which now saves us. Baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Apostle John also said in 1 John chapter 5, verses 5 through 7, and who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and with the blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is the truth. Apostle Paul also said in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 4, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We must remember that Jesus' disciples, the apostles, preached the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to the whole world with faith. The apostles were those who believed that Jesus received baptism from John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, was killed on the cross, and resurrected from death to become our Savior. It is a great comfort that even now in the 21st century, the faith of the apostles and our faith are the same. We must know the fact that the Lord implicitly spoke the message of the cross as the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and we must follow it. One of the reasons God called and used Apostle Paul is that he considered Paul faithful and used him. Apostle Paul realized God's word and followed the Lord with faith. He said he disciplined his own body and brought it into subjection to the will of Jesus Christ. Apostles are such people. Even within this Corinthian church, there were many people causing such trouble, saying, I am on Apollos' side, I am on Cephas' side, I am on Paul's side. What are they trying to do? Are they trying to form factions among themselves to gain fleshly benefits? Then when will they do the preaching of the gospel that the Lord desires? For such people who form factions to eat well and live well only among themselves, the work of preaching the gospel cannot help but be pushed aside. Everyone, you and I, must live thinking about what God's purpose is. If one does not set preaching the gospel as their purpose and lives for their own flesh, that person is not a wise person. Such a person who only thinks of his own comfort is not a person of Jesus Christ. Such a person is a fleshly Christian who is a hindrance to the preaching of the gospel. You must live your life for the purpose of preaching God's gospel word. What Apostle Paul speaks most essentially is that if you have received the blotting out of sins in your hearts, you should live with the preaching of the gospel as your purpose. He is telling us not to live a life only for ourselves. So Paul says that all things belong to the saints, and God's people are those who exist for the preaching of the gospel. It is said that if the sea surface temperature of this earth rises by 3 degrees, 1/3 of the trees on this earth will spontaneously catch fire. However, it is said that the global sea surface temperature has risen by 0.6 degrees, and in our country, it has risen by 1.6 degrees. As scientists say these days, wildfires occur frequently. In my heart, I thought of the word in Revelation where 1/3 is burned, and I felt that the word is being fulfilled. It is said that if the sea surface temperature rises by 3 degrees, the sea will become hot, countless fish will die, and thus the seawater will turn the color of blood. The global climate is being ruined. Perhaps because of this, fleshly speaking, my heart tends to become depressed. However, spiritually, I shout for joy by faith. The words the Lord spoke are being fulfilled. Truly, the Lord's second coming will be soon. Therefore, the thought comes to me that I must preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which is the message of the cross, even more quickly now. So the heart arises that we must live by the faith that believes in God's word. I hope that there will be many in this world who believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit and wait for the day of the Lord's second coming. I hope that, besides us, many more people who are saved from sin will arise. I desire that God will make you strong and that you will become those who live a purposeful life, striving daily to preach the gospel with the faith that believes in the word of Jesus Christ.